This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Those sinking commodities.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. One of the stories of the year has been the price of commodities. Oil, gold, wheat, you name it, all-time highs across the board. But things are starting to shift in favor of the dollar. This morning, the dollar hit a six-month high against the euro, $1.48, against the pound, $1.90. That's the best price in almost 2 years. Gold sank to its lowest level in 8 months, $8.08 an ounce. Oil fell to $113 a barrel. This seems to be about the global economy contracting enough to catch up with the U.S. economic slowdown. Stocks are down overseas. In Asia, the markets closed about 1% lower. Fractional losses in Europe so far. Yesterday, Wall Street did have some gains. 48 points for the Dow. It's at 11,782. The NASDAQ was up 25, and the S&P 500 climbed 9 points. Today, the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston holds a seminar for people on the brink of foreclosure. To make sure people show up, the Fed's holding this thing at a pro football stadium. Kurt Nickisch reports from WBUR.
The home field of the New England Patriots may see the most frustrated people since Tom Brady threw an interception in the AFC Championship game in January. Boston Fed spokesman Tom Lavelle says the foreclosure prevention workshop will be held in a skybox that only privileged ticket holders see during NFL games.
We're hopeful that it may draw out the isolated borrower, someone that's feeling alone, feeling anxious and confused by these challenging times.
Struggling homeowners can meet with 100 loan officers and nonprofit advisors. Lavelle says it's so much easier than cutting through all the red tape over the phone.
Usually it's competition that brings out the best. On this occasion, the best is coming together and reaching out to our fellow citizens in need.
Tackled for a loss, red zone, goal line stand, Lavelle says he's heard plenty of bad football analogies. He doesn't care as long as people who may be able to stay in their homes find out how. In Boston, I'm Kurt Nickisch for Marketplace.
The computer company Dell may be up to something today. Word on the street, well, the web, is that Dell will unveil a new laptop today. Mitchell Hartman has more.
It's a laptop, it's a souped-up cell phone. Well, actually, it's neither. These new so-called netbook computers are really ultra-compact wireless PCs. They've got a small flip-top screen, say 10 inches across, and a stripped-down keyboard. They weigh in at just a few pounds. Technology analyst Jason Noland of Robert Baird & Company says what they lack in computing power, they make up for in convenience.
These devices are so small, they don't have a lot of storage capacity on them, so you have to use the internet cloud for a number of things that would typically be resident on some of the larger, more expensive notebooks today.
And the price point is an eye-opener. One report says Dell's will retail for as little as $299. Others are in the $400 to $500 range. Dell declined to comment on its product unveiling scheduled for later today. Retail analysts note that Dell and other computer makers have mostly missed the boat for back-to-school sales of netbooks, so expect a big splash when the holiday shopping season rolls around. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, global provider of fuels, power, and energy services. Committed to sound, efficient, sustainable energy solutions. Constellation.com.
Today isn't just the 12th of August. In Britain, it's the glorious 12th, the start of the red grouse hunting season. I doubt the birds think it's so glorious, but a lot of humans do. I'm joined by our man in London, Stephen Beard. Stephen, you were telling me how big a deal this is. Why?
It is really one of the most important days in the social calendar of Britain's landed aristocracy, and increasingly the newly rich from Britain's financial district. It's a very important day as well for England's rural economy.
And why is that? What is the economic impact?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, this hunting grouse and also pheasant and partridge and other field birds injects something like $3 billion into the British economy, supports something like 70,000 jobs, and also helps pay for the upkeep of two-thirds of the British countryside. So it is a very big deal indeed.
How much does it cost to shoot a grouse?
Too much for us, I fear. I mean, generally what happens, you pay a flat fee, and then at the end of the day, they count up the number of birds you've shot, and you get charged per bird. $200 for every pair, $100 for each bird you shoot. If you're talking about a hunting party of, say, 20 hunters, they could easily spend $60,000 today alone. So this is for people with a great deal of money. And increasingly on the grouse moors of Scotland and the north of England, we have seen Russian oligarchs and Indian tycoons and Arab billionaires.
Are there limits to the number of grouse people can shoot?
Not formally. However, there is a kind of curious etiquette at work here. If a shooting party kills more than 500 birds, this is considered carnage and not sport. Generally, it's felt that a party of 20 hunters should not really shoot many more than, say, 300 birds maximum. And that is considered sufficient to keep down the grouse population and also to bring a pretty good income into the owners of these grouse moors.
But I imagine that there are a lot of people in Britain who think shooting any grouse out of the sky isn't in good taste.
No, absolutely. The animal welfare lobby targets the glorious 12th every year. I mean, it is a red letter day for animal rights campaigners, and they often turn up in considerable numbers to try to sabotage the hunts. But grouse moors are very large places, and usually it's pretty easy for the hunters to elude the animal welfare campaigners.
Well, it sounds like quite an event. Stephen Beard in London, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy your day.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.